The epistle to be read today for the second Sunday after Pentecost and the Sunday within the octave of Corpus Christi is taken from St. John's first epistle, chapter 3. Dearly beloved, wonder not if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in himself. In this we have known the charity of God, because he hath laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. He that hath the substance of this world, and shall see his brother in need, shall shut up his heart from him. How doth the charity of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word nor in tongue, but in deed and in truth. In the Holy Gospel. Take from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14. At that time, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees this parable. A certain man made a great supper and invited many. And he sent his servant at the hour of supper to say that to them that were invited, that they should come, for now all things are ready. And they began all at once to make excuse. The first said to him, I have bought a farm, and I must needs go out and see it. I pray thee hold me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to try them. I pray thee hold me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And the servant returning told these things to his lord. And the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the feeble, and the blind, and the lame. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said to the servant, Go into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. But I say unto you, that none of these men that were invited shall taste of my supper. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he sent his servant at the hour of supper to say to them that were invited that they should come. And they began all at once to make an excuse. His words are taken from the gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the great saints raised up by God in the Middle Ages was Saint Wenceslaus. During his lifetime, he was known for his strong and tender devotion to the Most Holy Eucharist. In fact, this holy king was so enamored of Jesus truly present in the Blessed Sacrament that he himself would gather the wheat and grapes to make the bread and wine for the holy sacrifice, the Mass. Think about this. He, the king, would take the time out of his day to make hosts and wine with his own hands. But his devotion to our Lord, hidden in the Holy Eucharist, did not stop there. He was in the habit of paying visits every night to the church where the Blessed Sacrament was kept. And he would do this even in the middle of winter. And he was so on fire with love for the Eucharistic Lord that the heat actually radiated from his body. So much so that the snow would melt under his feet. The beautiful carol, Good King Wenceslaus, that we often hear at Christmas time, tells us of this story. The story goes that one night in the middle of winter, before going to the chapel to visit our Lord, the king went to bring food and gifts to a poor family. And so he brought along with him one of his servants. The servant, having to walk through the snow, suffered much from the cold. After some time, he told the king that he could go on no longer because of the cold. The holy king was moved to compassion and commanded his servant to follow him, but he told him to step only in his footsteps. The servant did so, and afterwards, he never felt the cold. For you see, King Wenceslaus had such love for Jesus and the Holy Eucharist that his heart was on fire and gave off such heat that the servant himself was warmed just by stepping in the king's footprints. We celebrate the feast of the saintly king and martyr every year on September 28th. Now, in today's gospel, our Lord tells us the parable of a great supper. A certain man had made a great supper and invited many people. But when the time came to attend the feast, all those who were invited were too busy. The guests began to make excuses. The first said, "I bought a farm, and I must needs go out and see it. I pay thee, hold me excused." Another said that he had just bought some oxen and he had to try them. The third guest justified himself by saying that he had just gotten married, and therefore he couldn't come. When the servant told this to his lord about the excuses of the guests, the master of the house was upset. Now, since everything was ready for this great feast, the master told his servant to go out and invite whomsoever he found. He told him to go into the streets even and bring to the feast the poor, the blind, and the lame. And so the servant obeyed the master, and yet there was still room at the feast. And so the Lord said to his servant, "Go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Thus the master showed his great desire that the feast be filled, for he even told the servant to urge the people to come in. My dear faithful, during the octave of Corpus Christi, the church fittingly applies this parable of the Great Supper to the Holy Eucharist. And thus, Holy Mother, the Church wants us to consider God's immense love for us in the Blessed Sacrament and the return of love that we should make to Him. In the parable, the man who prepared the supper represents God the Father. In the supper He prepared for us is Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity. The men invited to the supper represent Catholics. And many Catholics today make the same excuses as the men in the parable. The first man in the parable said he could not come to the supper because he had bought a farm. This excuse applies to men who are concerned with worldly possessions and are too busy to come to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. They excuse themselves saying they don't have enough time to visit our Lord. The next man had bought 5 oxen, which symbolize the 5 senses. Men are often attached to their senses and seek to satisfy their curiosity or their own interests. The last man had just gotten married. This third excuse signifies man's affections to worldly pleasures. Now, all of us are inclined to fall into these affections and attachments because of original sin. If we are not careful, we will become inordinately attached to the things and pleasures of this world, and we will forget about the things of God. As St. Alphonsus says, "He that truly loves Christ loses all affections for the things of earth and strips himself of all in order to keep himself united to Christ alone." Thus, in today's gospel, our Lord reminds us of these dangers, which prevented those called from joining the Great Supper. And so, too, if we are attached to worldly goods and too busy for God and spiritual things, we will not receive all the graces that we should and can from our divine Savior when we receive Holy Communion. In other words, Holy Communion will become a common and ordinary thing for us. There are some of us who receive Holy Communion frequently, or at least on Sunday. We do not refuse our Lord's invitation to His Eucharistic banquet. But how often do we receive the sacrament from force of habit? When our Lord comes to us, do we always receive him and give him a warm welcome? Then there are Catholics who seldom go to the communion rail, or only to fulfill their Easter duty. My dear faithful, we must be like King St. Wenceslaus and strive to be on fire with the love of Christ. He is our Lord, our God, and our Savior. And he is truly and substantially present in the Eucharist so that we can receive him. In his great love for us, he has made himself present in the Holy Eucharist, where his sacred heart burns like a furnace of love. And he radiates this love to all those who receive him with love and the proper dispositions. And so the greater our love is for him, the greater the graces we will receive when we receive him in Holy Communion. Let us then, my dear faithful, make a return of love to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Show him that you love him by spending time with him, just as you would spend time with those whom you love here on earth. Be like King Wenceslaus, who gave up his time in order to visit his King and Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. St. Wenceslaus did not offer excuses like the men in the Gospel. Yet how busy he must have been as a king and ruler of a country. How many sacrifices and problems he had to deal with in order to practice his faith, and especially to be faithful to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And remember, he was a martyr of the faith, and so it was not easy for him to be so faithful and devoted to the Blessed Sacrament. And thus you too shall strive to do all you can to attend Mass more often. You should try to attend an extra Mass sometime during the week. Prove your love to our Lord, who longs for you to visit him here in the Blessed Sacrament. Attend some of the many devotions that we have here at our chapel, the first Fridays and Saturdays each month, especially this week, as we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi and the Sacred Heart this coming Friday. In fact, we are, as I said, having two Masses here on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, one in the morning and one in the evening, so that as many as possible can come to attend these ceremonies. And we'll be having the procession in honor of the Sacred Heart with the Mass this Friday evening. Few chapels are as fortunate as we are here. We have daily Mass, daily Holy Hour, and our chapel is open throughout the day, so that you can come and pay homage to your King and Lord, so you can visit your God in the Blessed Sacrament. You know, this past Thursday, we celebrated Corpus Christi, and when I went to go give the sermon, I looked out and saw the chapel relatively empty. And the gospel for today became a realization for me. I felt like the master of the house in the parable. I said to myself, "Where is everyone?" Now I know that some of you have a legitimate excuse and cannot make it to some of the devotions here. But be honest with yourself. And remember, a legitimate excuse does not mean it is inconvenient for you. Of course, it will be inconvenient. But we can offer these little things up for our Lord and come and see our God here present in the tabernacle. And yes, you will have to make these sacrifices and offer things up in order for you to come, just as King Wenceslaus did, and he did not make any excuses. Now I know that most of you cannot come here every day to make a visit, but I also know that all of us can each and every day at least show your love by making a visit to the image of our Lord every day in your home. Show him that you appreciate all that he has done for you. All he asks is that you make a return of love to him. And never forget, my dear faithful, the words of St. John of the Cross. Love is repaid by love alone. And I wouldn't think it necessary to urge you to come as often as you can to the Sacred Heart here present in the tabernacle, to be with your Savior and to receive your God in Holy Communion. This is all our Lord wants, as he shows in today's Gospel. He is inviting you to this great supper feast. But, as our Lord saw and knew, it would be necessary to urge the people. And so, as he says in today's Gospel, go out and even compel them to come to my supper. So make those sacrifices necessary to be here often and to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. For true love is a willingness to sacrifice for the one loved. As it said in today's epistle, love is shown by deeds. And so remember to make these sacrifices, in that, as St. John says, love is repaid by love alone. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.